This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums. With me is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, welcome back to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio.
Thank you.
Let's see. We're going to talk about romantic comedies this week. But first, I want to tell you that I saw something that wouldn't be called a romantic comedy, and that was Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, and did you enjoy it?
I give it a thumbs up. I'll put this caveat. If you have ever seen a Planet of the Apes movie before and liked it, you'll love this.
Even the Mark Wahlberg movie? Then you'll really like it.
Exactly. Then you'll... Yeah, the Tim Burton
I've heard that the... Was it Andy
Serkis?
Serkis, he's kind of the top of the craft for
right.
that field, from King Kong to Lord of the Rings, and so I've heard that that's really an amazing performance. I know when I saw the trailer come out, I thought, oh, this could be real good or it could be real bad, but reviews have been pretty positive. And over the weekend, other things that did really well, The Help did really well,
which attracted a mature adult audience.
Yes, mostly a female, but mature adult. It came in at number 2 and did really, really well with reviews and with audience scores. And then, some other things held on pretty well, like the Smurfs movie and some of those other, films that have been around for a little bit. They held on pretty well. Surprisingly, though, I noticed didn't even crack the top 10 was the Glee 3D movie.
Right.
I don't know if that's oversaturation or if that was a case of people looking at it and saying, we see this on a weekly basis. Why should we have to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It did okay. I mean, it certainly didn't cost anything to make it. So they just filmed a tour spot. So it did okay. But, it was just kind of surprising. But yeah, Planet of the Apes, The Help, Smurfs, they all did fine.
Now, I know one of your favorite movies, if not your favorite movie so far of the summer season, has been the...
Crazy Stupid Love.
Yes.
Yeah, and that was probably the best thing I've seen this year so far, saying I haven't seen The Help and I haven't seen Planet of the Apes, and those are the other movies that have got really good reviews this year. But it did get me start... It didn't make me start to appreciate that, we don't have a ton of these adult movies, and that's probably part of the reason why The Help did well, too. And then I was looking at Entertainment Weekly this past week, and there was a story in there about why romantic comedies are so difficult to make now. And it kind of laid out 6 tenets of why it's so difficult to make. And they started the story with talking to Woody Allen via email, and he said, for the most part, any genre is difficult to make a good movie. But for some reason, that particular genre has been incredibly hard to make in the past, say, 10 years.
Well, and you're stuck with a formula that you have to kind of break away from, I think, because you don't want to go in and have the predictable couple meets, couple breaks up, couple gets back together, which
well, you look
seems
at, like,
to be the formula.
No Strings Attached or Friends with Benefits or anything with Katherine Heigl or Cameron Diaz or Jennifer Aniston, that has come out in the past few years. It seems like or Kate Hudson. It's the same movie over and over and over and over again, and it beats it into the ground. And you look at the mid-90s. If you look back to the late 80s, early 90s, you had the Meg Ryan period, and then you had the big Julia Roberts summer period where that's what she was really doing. And, they were predictable, but at the same time, they were somewhat smart and they were enjoyable. You look at like My Best Friend's Wedding or Notting Hill. Those movies, whether you love them or hate them, you can at least go, they gave us something different. And she was a real likable person. And the Katherine Heigl and Kate Hudson, they're not Julia Roberts. They're not in the same league as Julia Roberts. You could tell that watching Eat, Pray, Love last summer. A lot of people didn't like it, but nobody questioned her
right.
or her presence. And so there's not a lead there. There's not a marketable person that you just go, I really want to see them. And then so with Crazy Stupid Love, it's got, a bunch of actors that you wouldn't necessarily associate with a romantic comedy. And that's probably why it works so well.
I have a theory, and this mm-hmm. may make me sound old,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's harder to make a romantic comedy now because Jack Lemmon isn't alive anymore.
Oh.
I mean, it just seems like when you go back and you look at the stars,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you have Tom Hanks, but many of the stars or people who star in romantic comedies now...
Yeah, and that Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts movie didn't work.
No.
It didn't get good buzz, so...
So you liked Crazy, Stupid, Silly
Love?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, the thing that Entertainment Weekly laid out, they laid out some tenets as to why they don't work. And the first one was that chemistry can't be faked. Mm-hmm. And you look at movies where you have the leads and you just start to see, especially like the Kate Hudson, Matthew McConaughey, Katherine Heigl, Josh Duhamel, Ashton Kutcher, Natalie Portman. You just kind of go, I don't quite get it.
It's not Tracy Hepburn.
No, it's not. It's not even, Gere and Roberts or Ryan and Hanks. It seems contrived. And so that's kind of the first big complaint. The second complaint they had was that men don't want to star in them. And
what about Hugh Grant?
About him? I mean, he did a period, but he's kind of hidden now. Mm-hmm. We don't see a lot of Hugh Grant. We did have with Bridget Jones' Diary. You look at Hugh Grant and Colin Firth, and they had really good supporting performances, but it was a female lead. And, to see a romantic comedy made that has a co-billed lead, a male, it just doesn't happen that much. There's that Nancy Meyers, Something's Gotta Give, with Jack Nicholson, Diane Keaton. That's a good movie, but it wasn't a summer, romantic comedy. It came out in the winter.
So what happened? I mean, because Bogart would make romantic comedies. He was in Sabrina.
I don't know. And then part of it is the money. Typically, the budget's not there to lure a huge, George Clooney or something like that, like an action film can. Entertainment Weekly also had stated that romantic comedies are so America-centered that they don't do well internationally. The way a Planet of the Apes or something like that can come across and do, a huge number internationally, or Harry Potter.
Right.
If you have an American story, like Friends with Benefits,
Justin Timberlake and
Mila Kunis,
right?
That's a very can we have a sexual relationship with no feelings or emotions? That doesn't play well in a lot of parts of the world. So, that's a big reason why they're not made. The other things they said are that filmmakers are very much afraid to get too personal, and that filmmakers tend to dumb things down. I do think in the past few years there have been a couple that I actually quite liked. But the rule of thumb seems to be that in order for a romantic comedy to get made or to be successful, they have to be together. The couple mm-hmm. has to end the movie together. I was thinking back to this movie I saw not too long ago. Again, but I saw it maybe 5-6 years ago when it came out. It was called Prime. Mm-hmm. And it was Meryl Streep and Uma Thurman. Got really no press, but it's been out for 6 years, so the jig is up. They don't end up together in the movie, the main couple. And people left really angry. They didn't want to see that. And or the Jennifer Aniston, Vince Vaughn movie, The Breakup. People said, oh, this is not what I was expecting. And it's like, you can have a romantic comedy where the leads don't get together.
500 Days of Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a great movie with great performances.
But, it's just a small movie. So it was Once, the musical movie, which was great. But,
that's a
fantastic movie if anybody hasn't seen it. But it's a small movie. And to make a big movie with big leads right now, there's six from Entertainment Weekly plus another eight that we probably come up with during this session of reasons why they just can't be made. It's a shame.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, as always, thank you.
Thank you.